Okay, it's 10 a.m., so we can start with the next talk. Next talk is going to be about Apache Airflow, and we have Jarek Potyuk tell us about the new features in Apache Airflow 2.0. Jarek is a PMC member of the Apache Foundation. He's working on this project, and he's going to tell us all the details, and it's probably going to be a very interesting talk. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. Hello, everyone. So I'm going to talk about workflows. Who here know about Airflow? Quite a lot of people. Who uses Airflow on a daily basis? A lot of people. A lot of people know. Good. So my talk will be mostly to present you the Airflow, what it does, and how the new Airflow, like the new workflow orchestrator, which is the Airflow 2.8 right now, is providing you as users and someone who wants to write workflows in Python, and that's why we are on the Python track, provides you with a very modern way of interacting with modern data stack, with processing your data for all the different kinds of usages, including the new usages like LLM, all the models, all the artificial intelligence. But first, few words about Airflow. I always refer to my past. I was a choir singer, so I know a lot about music and orchestras and choirs. So Airflow is, if you imagine what Airflow does, because lots of people ask what Airflow does. Airflow doesn't do much, because Airflow is mostly a conductor, an orchestrator, someone who tells others what to do. And as you know, in the modern data processing workflows, mostly you're using a lot of different data processing engines, so to speak. Here, just a few of them. And you need someone who actually, or something, who actually, which actually tells others what to do when and how to pass data between those different processors of different kinds. And Airflow does exactly this. On its own, Airflow doesn't do much. Just tells, okay, you do this, you do that, you do this, and send that data here and there. That's basically what Airflow does. And the main thing that that Airflow does, and this is why we are here on the Python track, Airflow allows you to define DAG, which is directed acyclic graph of tasks executing the data and dependencies between them. It allows you to define it in Python code. So this is this is very different from many different orchestrators where you usually define them in like YAML or in some declarative way of declaring the dependencies and tasks. In Airflow, everything is Python. From the beginning to an end, you do everything in Python, including extending Airflow itself, which I'm going to talk about a bit later. So like just a few examples how it works. Like you can define DAG with a decorator, nice Pythonic way. You can also use it in a classic way, which I will show in a moment. Then you can define a task. And then finally, you can just use the task that you define. And you can, if it works. And then you can link the tasks between themselves and make the dependencies between them. And once you define them, Airflow does everything to schedule the task. As you can see at the top, there is a schedule. The DAG of the task dependencies are executed. So once you define it in Python, Airflow does everything for you and executes the tasks that you defined in nicely in Python in Pythonic way.